Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health.
A massive hello to all of you good humans out there and welcome to the 1% podcast, my weekly little catch up to give you a few gratitudes from the incredible legends in the 1% Good Club and also talk about a topic that I think is very important. If it's your first time here today, please do me a huge favor, go and hit that follow and subscribe button, or if you're coming back and you just haven't done it yet, be a legend, go do it. Also, if you want to do something really kind for me today, take 2 seconds of your time and go hit that 5-star button. And leave us a little review on Apple Podcast. I read them all and they get me so motivated. So yeah, jump on there, do me a little favor and help us out. It makes a massive difference on the charts. And although it might seem super insignificant, it actually does do a lot. So please go and do that for us. Big thank you once again to our sponsors who have very, very kindly brought us a whole lot of incredible stuff this year. Drinker Rapper has been taking care of the Good Humans podcast and sponsoring myself and the journey that the Good Human Factory is on for the last 6 months, and we're very excited to continue working with them next year. So Drinker Rep is a brain performance drink, and for someone like me who has a pretty hectic life and needs to be moving and on the go all the time, it's an incredible product. It's basically a black currant juice that makes your brain perform better short term and also helps with your brain cognition long term. So the main drink that I drink is the performance drink, which it's pretty much for me, it's a replacement for coffee now. I'll have like a little coffee in the morning just to get the taste and a little coffee hit. But then as the day goes on, I'll drink a Rapper, and yeah, it makes my brain perform at such a high level. And so many people actually have been reaching out to me saying they've been trying it because of this podcast and they've been seeing some really positive results. So if you use the code GOODHUMAN, you get a massive 25% off. Their website is drinkarepa.com. It will be in the show notes. Go grab some for Christmas, treat your brain, treat yourself, and yeah, start the new year off next year with something taking care of your brain. Big thanks to Arepa. All right, this week, few gratitudes from the 1% Good Club that I'm going to read out. If you haven't joined the 1% Club and you're looking for that little bit of a positive hit to finish your year or take you into 2023 taking care of your mental health, make sure you go and send at the Good Human Factory a direct message on Instagram and you'll be added into one of these groups. It's completely free. Every morning I send a guided 10-minute meditation. And every single night I write 3 gratitudes and then everybody writes theirs in. There's over 1,000 members now. It's really special to be a part of. And every week there's about 3,000 gratitudes. So you can join in for free if you go send us that message on Instagram. All right, some gratitudes this week. From group number one, we have Katie. I'm grateful for catching up with friends by the beach today and going for a nice walk. Number two, having a dear friend I am able to be open and vulnerable with and share things building on my chest. And number three, spending the time to watch an innocent little boy play with the seagulls and reminiscing on how great and carefree childhood is. Oh, that's such a nice one, Katie. It's so cool to hear that you've got someone that you can really open up to. It's so important. I feel like a lot of us just have some, not secrets, but just things that we're so ashamed or embarrassed or nervous to really share with people. So having people around you that you can really be honest and vulnerable with is so important. So good on you, Katie. Group number one. Next we have from group number six, Leilani. Number one, breezy evening dog walk, listening to a podcast. Number two, Christmas dinner with the in-laws, kids all running around laughing and playing, music to my ears. And number three, listen to today's meditation from the 1% Club with my 1- and 4-year-old tonight. It was magical and it put them right to sleep. Oh, it's so beautiful, Leilani. It's so awesome that you're exposing your kids to meditation at 1 and 4. And yeah, it's a really powerful thing, just really slowing the mind down. Definitely helps you sleep. And yeah, I'm glad the 1% pod that we sent in could help you out. So shout out, Leilani, group 6. Next, we have from group number 9, Kate. Number 1, my mum is facing some really hard times at the moment. I'm grateful that she talks to me and knows I'm here to support her. Number 2, books. Spending this evening reading on the couch in the last bit of sun has been amazing. And number 3, a clean house. Oh, good on you, Kate. It's so nice that you're there for your mum through tough times and supporting her. Yeah, it's really important that we do try and really show up for people in our life when they're going through tough times, and it can be hard because we're busy and because we've got so much going on. But yeah, it's really important to step up and if we have the capacity to really help out. So good on you, Kate, for helping your mum. And next up, we have group number 8, Marcus. Today, I'm grateful for a book I ordered arriving sooner than expected. Number 2, the swim school teachers getting my kids' Xmas presents. And number 3, light traffic this morning. Oh, how nice is a book getting ordered quicker than you expected? I literally just ordered one off Amazon yesterday and it got delivered the next day. Amazon truly blows me away. Working in a business that sends out packages every single day, it baffles me that Amazon can do next day delivery. But yeah, good on you, Marcus. And yeah, shout out to you. And last one we have from group number 2, Jake. 1, officially 3 weeks today off the booze, got inspired by Cooper to have a bit of a break from it, seeing how long I can last and feeling great. Number 2, nice chicken palmy. And number 3, life's feeling pretty great at the moment. Oh, Jake, music to my ears, man. I love hearing people are in a good little chapter or a good little season in their life and things are going well. And it's really, really cool to know that it's sober as well. So good on you, man. Hopefully you can keep the streak going through summer. There's going to be plenty of temptations, but I am very sure that you're going to be able to do it. So good on you, Jake. Today's topic that I want to talk about is all about reflecting on this year. I think something that I've been really trying to lean into to finish off this year is looking back at what I've achieved, what I could have improved on, and just working out ways how to take that information into next year. So I thought I'd do a bit of a live reflection for you guys and hopefully inspire you to maybe just after this episode, have a think back. What are some of the positives that happened this year? What are some of the negatives that happened this year? What are some of the things you learned? What are some of the opportunities that you missed? Some of the opportunities you took? And yeah, have a just reflect, no judgment, but just look back at it. So for me, I guess I'll do a bit of it live now. So looking at my work life, I'm really proud of how things have gone. The podcast has gone from about 1,500 listens a week to about 10,000 a week, which is just phenomenal. I can't believe this amazing community that has been built here, and I can't wait to watch it thrive next year. So I'm proud of that, but I also do see a lot more opportunity in growing it in different ways, from bringing it to YouTube for some of the episodes next year to also doing some more activations with the community. And I think getting you guys involved a bit more is something I want to do in 2022. There's so many of you that are reaching out all the time and want to get involved. So that's going to be really cool. Hopefully a few of you can come to the Good Humans retreat next year. Also, work life workshops has been massive for me. I got to speak at over 30 schools to close to 10,000 students this year, which has just been so just humbling, knowing that I get to talk about my journey, my experience with mental health, share the stories of the incredible guests I have on the podcast, and let students and also corporate groups hear about these stories, and just taking feedback and knowing that it's having a truly big impact is very humbling. But once again, I think there's a lot of more work to do. There's a lot of opportunities with some things that I felt like I dropped the ball with this year. With workshops, I feel like I could have been following up with clients a bit better. I feel like I could have done a bit more marketing to try and get more people to learn what my workshop is about. So if you're listening right now and you want to learn more about it, I've got some really cool pitch decks that explain everything, have the pricing, have the run out, and explain the impact that it can potentially have for either your staff if you're a business, or your students if you're a school. So please reach out. It'll be in the show notes, all that stuff. Other things this year, I guess personally, there's a few things that maybe took the back seat. And this is just me trying to be pretty honest right now. Although the business and the Good Humor Factory has really been on a nice trajectory with some momentum, I feel like a few things have taken the back seat and I might have fallen a little bit out of balance. One thing definitely is I've been surfing like minimal, the least I've ever surfed in about, since I was about 8, since I started, I think I've surfed the least since I ever started, which to me is a little bit disappointing. I hold a bit of guilt and shame in that because I know how much I do love the ocean, but I just haven't been super drawn to it and I've just been so busy. So that's something that I am conscious of and want to do way more next year. Make sure I get back in the surf, back in the ocean, because I know how much positive energy it brings to me. As well, my fitness, because my fitness was really tied into my surfing. I have been to the gym like a handful of times this year. I definitely still feel like I'm kind of healthy because I'm so active and I maintain my physique and I can still operate at, I feel like, a higher level thanks to a rapper. Just because of the lifestyle I live and how my body is, I think I've just been able to maintain a pretty healthy lifestyle. But yeah, working out is something that I need to pick up next year. Stoked on how much I've been meditating this year, which has been really cool. Been getting definitely into that, which has been nice. What else? I think financially is something that I need to really work on next year. I've always kind of in my mind said, oh, once I actually make some real money, then I'll start learning how to budget and how to save and stuff. But I think it comes back to just learning the techniques and actually being disciplined with it. It's something that I've put off for so long, but now that there is potential to be a bit more successful financially next year, I think it's really important for me to stop putting it to the side and just not really caring too much about it. And yeah, that's something I'm going to really try and lean into next year, is budgeting and making money work for me a bit better. So there's a couple of things that I think I need to work on and a few reflections on this year. There's plenty more. I'm going to sit down on New Year's and really reflect and write out goals for next year. And that's going to be next week's topic. I'm going to talk about goals, goal setting, and how important it is to do that. So keep an ear out for next Wednesday's episode. This Friday, you are going to get a very fun episode with a great friend of mine by the name of Aiden Walsh. Aiden, I guess you'd call him an entrepreneur, and his story baffles me. I met him when I was in America watching Rufus in, when was it? In like October 2021 when I was traveling for surfing, and we just got on really well, and he was like, yeah, I'm an Aussie. And I was like, oh, it's always cool when you meet an Aussie overseas. And we became really good friends. And then, yeah, I learned a bit about his story and it fascinated me. He's a yacht broker for some of the biggest people in the world, like Dan Bilzerian he works with. And then he also is a restaurant owner in LA because of this wild story where he went to a party one night and there was a discrepancy with the bill. So he went back and spoke to the manager and then became friends with him, and now owns a new restaurant in LA with him, which is really cool. But then the thing which he's really leaning into now is he has a luggage brand, which is just the highest quality, most beautiful stuff ever. And yeah, really, really cool watching what he's done with that. So I guess you'd call him a bit of an entrepreneur. So this is Aiden Walsh. Have a quick listen to this excerpt and I'll be back in a second.
Mate, I had the opportunity to invest into a club with them and a restaurant. And this is back in 2016. So I just decided to do it. And, mate, it took a couple of years to develop. But, yeah, we ended up going into business with one another and, into the clubbing space in LA. So, again, going from, I guess, yacht brokerage to working on boats to university to now, like, you know, owning a club and a restaurant and doing all those sort of things was just – it was crazy.
All right, make sure you tune into this episode on Friday. It's going to be great. I think it's really informative and a really cool story for you to learn about different ways to approach life and different ways to sort of set your mind free of limitations. So make sure you check that one out. If you are enjoying the podcast, please, as always, do me a huge favor. Go like and subscribe. Also, if you want to get involved and help out with the Good Human Factory, you can go over on the show notes up until the 23rd of December, or the 24th actually, there's a survey for the podcast to give me a bit of feedback, what you enjoyed this year, how we can improve, and that'll come into my reflection. So if you want to be really kind, go and hit the link in the show notes, the survey link. There is two $250 vouchers up for grabs. Right now there's been about 50 entries, so you've got a 1 in 25 chance to win right now. So if you go on and leave us a little review, I'll just fill in the survey, that'll be a massive help. Also, we're about to throw a big retreat in Bali next year in July with Mindspo Retreats. We've had Chris Soul and Rochelle Fox on this podcast. They run Mindspo Retreats and we're collaborating with the Good Human Factory to do a really fun retreat. There's another survey in the show notes for the retreat as well if you want to check that out. Big thanks for tuning in this week. I'll see you guys as the week goes on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.